The next day, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami arrived. He came to Sri Gambira and fell at the lotus feet of Lord Gaurasundar. Previously, Swarup Damodar Goswami was named Purushottam Acharya, and he was under the shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet in Sri Navadvip Dham. After Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, Purushottam Acharya at the time was such a dear friend and associate of Lord Chaitanya, he went completely mad. Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas, he has shaved his head and accepted a danda. In Purushottam Acharya's madness, he immediately ran right to Varanasi and took sannyas. His sannyas guru's name was Chaitanyananda Bharati. But how he took sannyas was very particular. He accepted the vows of sannyas, but he did not accept all of the formalities of a sannyasi. He did not accept the saffron cloth. He did not accept the danda. He did not accept a sannyas name. The name Swarup is the name of a brahmachari who serves a sannyasi named Bharati. After taking sannyas, he should have been named Bharati. Swarup Damodar Goswami wanted to live by the spirit of a sannyasi, which is to dedicate one's body, mind, words, and life in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead exclusively, without any disturbance from any materialistic social obligations. Family obligations, government obligations, so many of these worldly things are given up by a sannyasi. However, he did not want to be disturbed by the prestige that a sannyasi is given. Actually, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that at one time Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told Lord Chaitanya that as soon as a person is given sannyas, immediately he thinks, I am the Lord, I am the Master. Just see, people are bowing down before me. People want to hear from me. People want to offer so many gifts of love to me. I am Lord, I am Master. Therefore, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, as soon as a person takes sannyas, his spiritual life is ruined. He starts thinking, I am Narayan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the proper way of taking sannyas. Naham vipro nacha narapatir napi navaishyo nashudro. That we take sannyas only for one purpose, and that is to serve. Trinarapi suniche natarorapi sehishnana. Amani namana dena kirataniya sadahari. When Raghunath Das Goswami asked Lord Chaitanya here at the Gambira, this conversation took place. Swarup Damodar Goswami asked Lord Chaitanya, but Raghunath Das has a question for you. He has given up his home and taken to the renounced order of life. What are his duties? Lord Chaitanya's instructions. Do not talk all material nonsense, gossip, like people in general. Do not talk like this. Do not hear such gossip or material subject matter. Do not eat too opulently or dress luxuriantly. You should always offer all respect to others. You should expect none in return. You should always chant the holy names of Krishna, and in your heart meditate on worshipping Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Then he gave him one more instruction. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi seishma amanina manadena kirtaniya. This is the real meaning of sannyas. Sannyas means renunciation. To be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and to expect none in return. Swarup Damodar most perfectly dedicated his life to the essence of real sannyas. His Guru Maharaj, Chaitanya Ananda Bharati, ordered him, study Vedanta Sutra and teach this message to others. But when he heard that Lord Chaitanya had returned and was living in Puri, he received permission from Chaitanya Ananda Bharati to go to Puri to serve Lord Chaitanya. Swarup Damodar Goswami was a very ocean of transcendental love of God. He was the most intimate and dear servitor of Lord Chaitanya. He lived with him practically constantly, day and night, here in the Gambira. Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, his singing and musical abilities was greater even than the Gandharvas. His learning was like that of Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the heavenly planets. Because he sang kirtan, so sweet and beautiful, whoever would hear his kirtan, their hearts would melt. He would put devotees' minds in great, great transcendental consciousness whenever they would hear him singing kirtan. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, because of his beautiful singing, he named him Damodar. The name his guru gave him was Swarup, and Lord Chaitanya gave him the name Damodar. Therefore, we know him as Swarup Damodar. Lord Chaitanya was very particular. He would not listen to any writings or poetry or even songs that was not perfectly according to the Siddhanta of the Shastra. If there was either anything against the principle of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, the simultaneous oneness of ourselves and difference than in our relationship with Krishna, this is the real conclusion or siddhanta of the Vedas, that we are inconceivably simultaneously one with Krishna and different, one in quality in that we are his parts and parcels like a spark of the sun and the sun planet. But we are infinitesimal and Krishna is all-encompassing and great. Therefore, our constitutional position is the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of God. Anyone who spoke or wrote anything that was not in support of that conclusion was very disturbing to Lord Chaitanya's mind. And also rasabhas, the overlapping or unpalatable mixing of different transcendental mellows. So therefore, no one could sing a song or show their writings or poetry to Lord Chaitanya until it was first carefully inspected by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Lord Chaitanya had complete faith in Swarup Damodar Goswami's knowledge and transcendental realization. When Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami came here to the Gambira, he fell at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and began to offer beautiful, beautiful prayers of surrender. Lord Chaitanya said, I had a dream. I had a dream last night that you would come, and now you have come to fulfill all of my desires. Swarup Damodar Goswami said, I am a madman. I am the most fallen and sinful. I had your association in Navadvip, but then I left for another country. I left you. But because you are so merciful, you did not give up on me. And with the rope of your mercy, you dragged me back here to the shelter of your lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Swarup Damodar Goswami. When the both of these great souls embraced, they both fell to the ground completely unconscious. When they somehow came back to consciousness, Swarup Damodar Goswami met with the other devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur. They were all such dear and loving friends.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.